Numbers chapter 13. God spoke to Moses, saying, "Send out men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a prince among them." Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the commandment of Yahweh, all of the men who were heads of the children of Israel. And then we've got their names. Because these men really, 10 of them, did terribly wrong. So, Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, "Go up this way by the south and go up into the hill country and see the land, what it is, and the people who dwell therein, whether they are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they are that they dwell in, whether in camps or in fenced cities. And what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood there or not." Well, Moses really should have believed, and he knew anyway, that this was a good land. There was no doubt that it was a good land. And yet, unfortunately, they wanted the word of man to confirm it, instead of actually just simply believing the word of God, that "I've prepared a wonderful land for you, and you can go in there and get it." But no, he wants to get the human word about it all, and it would have been far better if they didn't do this. So one act of lack of faith, which is sending the spies to find out whether what God said is true or not, then is going to lead to even more trouble. So they went up and spied out the land. They went up by the south and came to Hebron, and Ahiman, Sheshai and Talmai, the children of Anak, that's the giants, were there. They came to the valley of Eshcol and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a staff between two. That means it was a huge cluster of grapes, and they brought some of the pomegranates and figs. That place was called the valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the children of Israel cut down from there. They returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. They went and came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel in Kadesh, and brought back word to them. Now this is the human word. The word of God is, "The land is a good land, and I'm giving it to you." And they showed them the fruit of the land and said, "We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. But the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the giants. Amalek dwells in the land of the south, and the Hittite, the Jebusite, and the Amorite dwell in the hill country. The Canaanite dwells by the sea and along by the side of the Jordan." So they were very, very detailed about how difficult it was and all the opposition. They were looking at it all very negatively. These are all the reasons why we cannot inherit the kingdom. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up immediately and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who went up with him said, "We aren't able to go up against the people. They're stronger than we are." So they brought up an evil report of the land, which they'd spied out, to the children of Israel, saying, "The land for which we've gone to spy it out is a land that eats up its inhabitants, and all the people who we saw in it are men of great stature. We saw Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who came of the Nephilim, the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Well, that's not really true, because Rahab says that when we heard that God had dried up the Red Sea and that you were going to enter the land, we were absolutely terrified. We had no spirit left in us. We were terrified of you. So behind those walled cities, there were loads of people just fearful of Israel. So actually, all the barriers to entering the kingdom that seemed so big were not big at all. And so it is with us. In front of us is the promise to live forever in God's kingdom. But it's up to us if we want to go in there. And we can easily make excuses and take the easy way of not believing, when it is God's pleasure and God's will to give us the kingdom.